The children can leave for the children's program. Let's pray.
感谢天父上帝, 求你恩上加恩, 力上加力, 诞生在我们每个人的心中, 此时此刻, 借着你自己的圣灵, 把你的道, 栽在我们的心里, 跟随着主耶稣基督, 圣婴孩, 在新的一年, 智慧, 身体, 都一样的健壮成长, 更加我们蒙你喜悦的心, 也随着日子而增长, 主啊, 你在以下的时间, 你全然在我们当中, 感谢祈求, 奉我主耶稣基督的名, 阿们,
阿们。
我们一起来看今天我们要学习的经文, 约翰福音第一章, 14到18节.
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 1, verse 14 to 18. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known."
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满地，有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。约翰为他作见证，喊着说：“这就是我曾说，那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的，因他本来。” 在我以前，从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。律法本是借着摩西来的，恩典和真实都是由耶稣基督来的，从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。这一段 非常丰富，也非常真实的这个经文，约翰就用了这么少的字，就表达的清楚了。This
rich and abundant verses, John has used only a few words to express it fully.
我很感谢周医生刚才提到我要今天分享这段经文的那个难处，而为我所做的祷告。
I'm very thankful to Elder Chow, who has expressed the difficulties with these verses in his prayer earlier.
其实从这个月开始,
actually, from this month onwards,
我不知道为什么心里面一直觉得非常的烦躁。
I've been troubled in my heart. I'm not sure why.
我后来明白了,
I understood later.
就是因为今天要分享这段经文,
it's because I have to share about these verses today.
因为我在这个不断的读这段经文的那个期间,
Because as I've been looking at these verses,
我心里面感到非常非常的沉重。
My heart was heavy.
我说, 这样一个很不一样的一个事实, 怎么可能由我这么软弱的人的语言来传达?
I was thinking, such a difficult reality, how could it come from the words of such a weak person as myself to express these words?
那么我把今天这段经文的重点取了一个这样的一个题目,
and I've given a title to the main point today of the sermon,
就是恩典和真实,
And that is grace and truth.
那么在我们的这个经文里面呢, 这句话其实是取自第17节。
And these words appear in verse 17 today.
和合本翻译说, 律法本是借着摩西传的恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
It says, for the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
我把真理把它翻译成真实。
I translated the truth as something real.
因为真理这个名词在现今已经有太多不同的这个意思。
Because there have been several different meanings with the word truth.
我想这个和合本在90多年前翻译的时候 应该还没有这么的麻烦。
And I think that in 90 years ago, many years ago when these words were translated, it was not so difficult.
我们不是讲说这个翻译不恰当。
I'm not saying the interpretation or translation is not appropriate.
那为什么我要用真实呢?
Why do I use the words 真实 or reality, real?
其实整本约翰福音就是在告诉我们说这个是真实的。
Because the whole gospel is to tell us that this is true or it exists.
真理今天对我们来说好像是一套 很好的、很不一样的一套的一些思想，或者是一种的这个原则，或者一些原理。
To us, truth today could also mean something that theoretically or something that is in a theological way or theoretical way it is true, correct.
而约翰其实从头到尾是一直在给我们看真实的事情。
But actually, John, throughout his gospel, is trying to tell us that this something, this truth really did exist.
耶稣基督是来告诉我们很重要的一些真实的事实。
Jesus Christ came to tell us some of these very real things that has happened before.
那么到底是些什么事呢?
And what are these things that have happened?
我们回到第14节,他说道 成了肉身。
In verse 14 it says the word became flesh.
这个就是一个事实。
And this is a reality.
但是道是什么呢?
And so what is the word?
我们来看接下来的一连串的这个经文都是回到约翰第一章第一到第十八节里面。
And we go back to some of the verses before from verse 1 to 18 in Gospel of John.
在第一章他说这个道呢是一开始的时候就是跟上帝一起的那个道。
It says in verse 1 that the word existed at the beginning and it was with God.
而且这个道呢就是上帝。
And that the word was God.
所以这个是约翰福音第一章第一节。
And this is chapter 1, verse 1 in the Gospel of John.
所以虽然这个字,这个道字, 但是它不是由我们任意去想我们所要想的这个所谓道。
So the word, the word in the verses here, may not be the word that we think that we understand.
所以我们不从我们自己的字典里面对这个字的了解呢, 然后去解释这段经文。
We might not want to use the word how we interpret this in our own vocabulary.
这个也就是我觉得非常困难的这个地方。
And I think that that is the difficulty here.
因为我们对这些字的观念等等, 我们每个人都有多多少少都有一些的自己的想法。
Because we have certain interpretation and certain biases when we look at these words.
在我们人类的文明的发展的里面, 关于这个道字, 我们有很丰富的这个了解跟一些想法。
As civilization changes, there have been different ways that we have thought about the word.
就讲我们中国的这个老子的那个道德经里面的道可道非常道。
For example, in Chinese culture, in Laozi's writings on Tao.
那么他就讲了非常丰富的这个内涵。
And it's been richly described what it means.
但是约翰要告诉我们的是他要告诉我们的道。
But this is the word that John wants to tell us is what he wants to tell us here.
而且 这个道这里说是跟上帝同在。
And it tells us that this word was with God.
而且是上帝。
And it is with God himself.
然后是他成了肉身来在道我们当中来告诉我们他是怎么样的一个道。
And that the word has become flesh and dwelt amongst us to tell us what this word is about.
所以我们不要用我们的文化各种的人这里的了解去想这句话的意思。
So let's put aside our interpretation, that our usual interpretation and our biases about what this should mean.
然后我们再进一步来看说上帝告诉我们他这个道 又有些什么。
But to come forward to try to understand what God, John is trying to tell us here about the word.
那么在第三节他说一切他是造万有的道。
And verse 3, John tells us that through him all things were made.
这个道是上帝用来创造一切的道。
And this word is what God has used to create everything.
那么第四节更给我们透露了两个很特别很重要的事情，这样的道呢是生命。
And in verse 4 especially mentions that in him was life.
我不知道你今天你想到生命的时候你的了解是什么。
And again, today when you think about life, what is your concept of it in your mind?
在过去的这十多天每天都在医院的这个 ICU。
In the last more than 10 days, in the intensive care unit in the hospital,
我对生命发现到说，我们今天对生命跟圣经讲的生命有一种很完全不一样的认识。
And I think that when we think about life today and what the Bible tells us about life, it will have a different interpretation.
今天我们这个医学非常发达跟科技非常发达的情况底下
，and today when medical and technological advances are all around us，
你发现到多对生命的了解越来呢是越从这个科技的角度来看。
We begin to realize that the way we interpret life is mainly from a more technical technological viewpoint。
你说这个人还有命吗？
We say, is there life in this person?
就是他还能够呼吸吗?
Can this person still breathe?
他心还能够跳吗?
His heart, can it still beat?
他血压还能够正常吗?
Is his blood pressure still normal?
结果你发现到这些都可以由机器来帮助他。
And you realize that all these can be supported by machines.
那你说他是有生命还是没生命?
And you say, is there life in this person or not?
生命已经不再是由这个人的本身这个整个身体呢来表达的。
The life is not expressed by this person's being anymore.
它是可以由那一些帮助他继续活下去的那些机器跟各种药物呢来传达。
It is sustained and maintained by the machines and the medications.
所以可能我们今天对生命的感悟跟了解已经很不一样了。
So perhaps our understanding of life today is very different.
但是当约翰讲这话的时候，他没有我们现在的这一些科技跟这一些这个药物。
But at the time that John spoke these words, he did not have all these this with him.
他看到的是一个真正的是有血有肉，每一天活着的，然后表达出的一种生活跟生命样式的一种生命。
To him, it was a real life, flesh and blood person at the time.
然后这个叫做生命。
And to him, that was life.
而且在这样的生命里面要有光。
And in that life, there must be light.
而这样的道是包含着这一些很独特的这样的一个数字跟一个事实。
So this the word has all these important components and ingredients,
而且也是这个事实
and reality.
因为这样的一个道，以这样的一个生命跟这样一个光，活在约翰当时说活在我们当中，充充满满。
And because to John, at that time, the word encompasses the life and the light and exists together with him.
然后这样的一个生命，他进一步呢，再告诉我们关于他跟我们的关系。他说，他在世界，他来到自己的地方，自己的人不接受他。
And John further elaborates on this life that has come to dwell amongst us, but the world has not accepted it.
他来到自己的地方，是因为这个世界是借着道造成的。
It comes into the world of its own because this world was created by him.
所以是他的。
And it belongs to him.
是属于他的。
It belongs to him.
各位弟兄姐妹，尤其是信主的老信徒。
Brothers and sisters, especially Christians who have been Christians for a long time,
我们已经活太久在那一种呢，要去天堂轻看世界。我们把这个世界已经贬到有时候好像不是主耶稣的，好像是魔鬼的。我们今天要重新好好纠正一下这个认识。Sometimes
we have begin to think that we are just here transiently to go to heaven, and that we disregard this world and all the worldly things, and we've reached a time when we just disregard what is here on earth. And I think that it's time that we change our viewpoint on this.
各位，尤其是还没有认识、还没有信耶稣的朋友，
and all friends who have non-Christians who have not come to know Jesus,
我希望你对信耶稣不会当成好像是一个很陌生、一个很 有一个很大的隔阂的一件事情。
I hope that you will not see coming to know Jesus as having a big yawning gap or that is not able to surpass.
如果你的基督徒朋友给你是这样的，你回去告诉他说，今天我从查恩牧师那边听到你的错的。
And if your friend tells you that is so, then today you will tell him that from pastor that this is not true.
上帝来到 我们当中是来到他自己的地方。
God has dwelt amongst us. He has come amongst us to the place that he of his own.
这个世界是他的。
This world belongs to him.
我们本来也是属于他的。
And we all originally belong to him.
我们不是要来信一个耶稣之后，我们就变成好像跟我们的朋友亲戚， 跟我们原有的传统，跟我们的文化，好像就脱钩了，好像就剪断了，好像就去信一个很陌生的、很跟我们不一样的一个宗教。
It's not that we become Christians if we come to believe something that is different from our current friends, family, and the world we live in.
我承认教会一直在传递这种错误的印象跟感觉给你们。
Yes, I agree that sometimes the church transmits this kind of thinking to many people.
但是上帝自己讲的话不是这样讲的。
But the actual words from God, this is not what God says.
他是来到他自己的世界。
He has come into his own world.
但是自己的人却不接待他。
But his own people did not accept him.
但是如果接待他的人,
but for those who accept him,
他就使他重新做神的儿女。
And they'll be called his own children.
不是来救你上天堂,
not to bring you all the way to heaven,
而不去下地狱,
and not to go to hell.
这个又是教会传递的这个福音信仰的一个偏差。
And again, these are some of the biases that's been transmitted by churches over the years.
这里上帝是来重新要来找回我们，接待我们，重新我们成为他的这个儿女。
And here, it tells us that God has come back to look for us so that we have given the right to be his children.
那么什么叫做神的儿女?
And what does this mean? What does it mean to be God's children?
这个 神的儿女在当时也有当时很多很不一样的意义。
And to the people of that time, there have been many different meanings about this.
其实在很多不同的文化的那个文明里面, 神的儿女也有他自己的意义。
And in many cultures and civilizations, being God's children has different meanings.
在我们中国文化里面, 你是神的儿子，就是你就是皇帝。
In Chinese culture, in China, if you are the son of God, then you are the emperor.
这个叫天子。
the Son of God.
天的儿子就是上就是皇帝。
And usually it refers to the emperor.
罗马人也是这样子的。
And for the Romans, that is also true.
就是耶稣诞生的时候，神的儿子呢，罗马皇帝呢，都叫做神的儿子。
At that time, the Roman emperor is considered the son of God.
那么，这个信仰里面讲的神的儿女是指什么呢？
And so, what does it mean here in our religious belief that about God's children?
为什么说我们是神的儿女？
Why does it say that we are children of God?
我们回去旧约，就能够看到这样一个事情的一个比较恰当的、跟特别的一个了解。
If we were to return to the Old Testament, then we have more appropriate understanding about this.
在创世纪第五章，尤其是这一章。
And especially in Genesis chapter 5, it's written here.
他说亚当的后代记在下面，当神造人的日子是照自己的样式造的。
In chapter 5, verse 1, this is the written account of Adam's line. When God created man, he made him in the likeness of God.
注意这句话，照着自己的样式造的。
Made in the likeness of God.
那这个什么意思呢？
And what does it mean?
你看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
亚当活到130岁，生了一个儿子，形象样式和自己相似，就给他起名叫赛特。
When Adam had lived 130 years, he had a son in his own likeness, in his own image, and he named him Seth.
所以照做自己的样式造的。
And to be made in his own likeness.
那如果你的形象样式相似。
And so if your likeness is that.
这个是一种父子关系。
And that means it's a father and son relationship.
那么在新约里面，路加，我们从路加 的了解，我们可以肯定这样的一个了解跟解释。
And we can also look at the Gospel of Luke chapter 3.
当主耶稣洗礼之后呢，路加给我们看到耶稣的家谱，他一直追溯耶稣的家谱，最后他追溯到38节，他说以诺士是赛特的儿子，赛特是亚当的儿子，亚当是神的儿子。
And so in chapter 3 verse 38 it talks about the genealogy of Jesus. And in verse 38, it says, Jesus is the son of Enosh, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God.
那么亚当是神的儿子，因为在创世纪第一章，上帝说，我要照我的形象样式造亚当。
Adam is the son of God because in Genesis, God says that he's going to make Adam in his likeness.
所以这个形象样式呢，也可以呢，其中有一个了解，其中而不止一个这样的，其中呢也是要表达是神的儿子这样的意思。
So one of the understanding about the likeness of God then is to be God's son.
那么这样子他又要表达什么呢？
And so what is he trying to express here?
今天我们对我们自己是谁，我们怎么样看我们自己？
And so how do we look at who we ourselves are, our own identity?
谢谢你 ，identity。这个杜维明翻译成为叫做身份认同。
To identify
identity.
Identity.
各位，你有没有想过你是谁
？Have you ever thought about who you are？
你说我是我爸的儿子，我是我妈的宝贝，我是我太太的丈夫啊。
I'm my father's son, my mother's favorite child, my the husband of my wife.
你发到今天，尤其是我们中国人的文化里面，我们对人的那个定位呢，都是从角色跟功能来看的。
So especially from very Chinese point of view, who we are is often based on the based on the role and functions of the people around us.
然后我们的整个伦理道德呢，也是以这样的一个来了解的。
And our whole morality and ethics is based on such an understanding.
我是皇帝，你是老百姓。
I'm the emperor. You're just a peasant.
那你是老百姓，你就要做老百姓当做的。
And so you're just what you fulfill whatever role you're given.
我是皇帝，我就做我皇帝做的。
And what I'm the emperor, I do what emperors do.
你是丈夫，你就做丈夫做的；你是妻子，你就做妻子做的。
You have your husband, you have a role to play, and you're a wife. This is the role that you're supposed to do.
我们都是从角色跟这个功能来看。
And from these roles and from these functions, this is how we view a person.
然后我们说，我们尽量做好我们的角色，做好我们的这个责任。
And we say that we must fulfill our responsibility and play our roles well.
但是你会发现到说，人都是软弱的。
But we discover that as people, as humans, we are weak.
我们人都有一种私心。
We have a selfish heart.
所以当没有人管我们，当没有东西约束我们的时候，我们丈夫不做好丈夫，这个官不做好官，皇帝不做好皇帝，然后就滥用他的职权跟角色。
And so when we are not watched or restrained, then we do not become good husbands, we do not become good officials, we do not become good emperors, and we abuse our power and our position.
所以单单只是了解我们的角色跟我们的这样的一个功能呢，是不够的。
So just understanding of who we are as our roles and our function is inadequate.
因为我们每一个人不会老老实实要把我们的角色跟功能把它做得好跟做得对。Because
we cannot depend on ourselves to honestly fulfill our actual roles.
这个已经是事实。
And this is the reality.
我们也讲事实。
And we also talk about reality.
我们今天不是在高谈阔论讲人性论或者是讲什么这个人的这个人论。
We're not just discussing in theoretical terms about human nature.
我们几千年所谓没有断过的那个历史。
And for these thousands of years, uninterrupted history of man.
我们中国人看我们中国人 做人这样一件事情是怎么一回事？
And we see how Chinese look at how a person is supposed to function.
因为我们没有身份认同这一样的一个价值观。
Because we do not identify with what our identity, our values.
我们只有说我是什么角色，我有什么责任。
We just focus on what is our role, what is our responsibility.
那种认真的，那种所谓有良心的，那一种所谓一生挚爱的，他做好他的本分，也执行他的角色。
There are people who are responsible, who fulfill their roles properly.
但是我们没有一种身份定位，到底我们是谁。
But this does not establish the person's identity.
结果你是百姓，我是皇帝。
And therefore, when I'm the emperor, and you are the common person,
我跟你是不一样的。
I'm just different from you.
只是说，我如果做个好皇帝，那么我对你不会太坏。
If I'm a good emperor, then I don't treat you too badly.
但是对于你，你是谁这样的事情？
But being who you really are,
我会不会打从心底里面尊重你是这样一个人？
Would I come from the bottom of my heart to respect who you are as a person?
在我的文化跟价值观里面没有的。
In my culture and in my thinking, this does not exist.
我最多是我守着圣贤的这个教导。 我要做一个好皇帝，不要欺负百姓。
The most I can do is that from the teachings of sages in the past, then I'll just be a good emperor and I don't ill-treat my people.
但是打从心里面，百姓这样一个人，真的是一个至高无上的一个生命吗？ 不一定。
But to me, as an emperor, for the common person, are there individual lives that I respect? No.
整个价值观里面没有这样的一个思考的层面在里面。
This concept does not exist in my thinking.
所以虽然我们有明本的想法，以民为本的想法，尤其是孟子。
And even though we have
以民为本, we really concerned about.
That we are such a thinking of we are concerned about our conscience.
People's conscious.
Conscious.
就是说我们会想到是普通老百姓。
We think about the common person.
但是我们没有民权，我们没有民主的价值观。
But the concept of the rights of persons, the rights of the common people, does not exist in our thinking.
在我们的文化里面没有这样的东西。
In Chinese thinking, this does not exist.
所以我们一直受这个劝劝呢，一直不能够把 一些事情做好。
And so because of such a thinking, there are many things that we could not do properly.
其实在大多数的文明里面都是这样的。
And in many civilizations, it is so.
在这里上帝来告诉我们, 我们每一个人都是神的儿女。
But here, God tells us that each one of us, we are children of God.
我们每一个人都是他的形象样式。
We were made in his likeness.
也就是说，我们每一个人都是一样贵重、一样重要的。
And that each individual is as equally precious to him.
所以你在旧约里面，你会看到，当以色列的皇帝根本呢没有什么他可以太多的好处，他可以去捞取的。
So that you see in the Old Testament, to be an Israelite king, there were not a lot of advantages that he could exploit.
做王是一种责任跟一种代替上帝呢做事情。
That to be a king is to have the responsibility to do the work of God.
做王不是因为你跟百姓不一样。
To be a king is not to be different from the common people.
你承担做王的责任。
When you take on the responsibility of being king,
但在上帝眼中，你跟普通老百姓是一样的。
But in the eyes of God, you are the same as the rest of the common people.
只有这样的价值观能够建立起来的时候
When this thinking, when it's built up,
我们才真正能够和平，我们才能够真正有平安。
Then we can have peace.
上帝要使我们重新得回这样一个尊贵、这样一个宝贵的这样的一个事实。
God wants us to reclaim this precious truth.
我们本来是神的儿子。
We belong to God. We are children of God.
圣诞节什么意思
？What does Christmas mean?
就是道来成肉身，然后把神儿子这样的一个生命把它活出来。
That the Word has become flesh and to live as a child of God.
不是为了是后来要去钉死在十字架，所以才要诞生。
It's not because he came to this earth so that he can be nailed to the cross.
我们又是从功能跟角色来看耶稣。
And this kind of thinking is again from the role and function point of view.
就是他有一种功用，他有一种角色，就是救我们不会下地狱。
That his role is to and his function is to save us so that we will not go to hell.
但是这里给我们一个更重要的是，他根本他是谁。
But here, what is more important is to tell us who is he.
而因为他是谁，我们也会成为是谁。
And because of who he is, therefore, this defines us.
他是神的儿子。
That he is the son of God.
他是创造宇宙的。
That he is the creator of the universe.
他是一切的一切。
He is all in all.
但是这一些呢，都很抽象。
But these are theoretical.
如果他不成为肉身来到我们当中的话，
If he did not become a human flesh and blood and to dwell amongst us,
我们对什么一切靠着他造的，道是生命，道是这些全部都是变得很抽象的，只是一些观念。
All these concepts will become theoretical and we will not understand.
但是现在这些成为事实。
But this has become reality and truth.
他真的是成为肉身来把它活出来。
He truly has become flesh to live out his life.
他活出那个生命。
To live out his life.
他活出是一种光的样式。
To live in the light.
他同时活出是上帝的儿子。
To live as the son of God.
所以今天我们可以看到希望。
And today, therefore, we see hope.
我们今天可以看到很不一样的一种生命的一种另外一种可能性。
We see a different prospect of life.
我讲可能性。
Potential for life.
除非你今天相信。
Unless you believe today.
而且完全相信。
And truly wholeheartedly believe.
并且同时从今之后你就盯着耶稣跟着耶稣走。
And from today onwards to follow in Jesus' footsteps.
明年圣诞节你回头过来看。
Next year, during Christmas, when you look back,
你就知道什么叫做光，什么叫做生命。
You will know what is life, and you know what is light.
然后我们今天现在来看看。
And today, when we look,
我想提一些最近国际发生的这个事情。
I just want to mention a few things that have happened in the world today.
而且很不幸的，这些都是曾经是所谓信耶稣的国家。
And unfortunately, some of these were states that believe in Jesus, in Christ.
让我一件一件给你们提出来。
Let me raise them one by one.
然后我告诉你们,
and let me tell you.
这些所谓信耶稣的基督教国家,
and all these so-called Christian countries,
他们信的耶稣跟圣经讲的不一样的,
what they believe and what is spoken of in the Bible is different.
所以我们看不到生命,
so we do not see life.
我们看不到光,
we do not see light.
那一个自称是 基督教国家的那一个领导人,
the leader of a country that declares that they are Christian countries,
过去这半年来, 他讲的话, 有哪一次给世界看到光,
which are all the words that he has said in the last year that has allowed the world to see light.
耶稣还有另外一件事情, 上帝的儿子就是王,
the other thing is Jesus is also the king.
耶稣也是要来做王的,
Jesus is here to become king.
不是只是凄凄惨惨要死在十字架上这样可怜而已,
not to die sadly on the cross only.
但是他来做王,
when he becomes to become king,
他从来就不是以侵占或者是以任何的势力把人打下去然后把抬高自己,
he has never come to dominate, to destroy, so that to raise his own status as king.
而那个自称是基督教国家的领袖,
and the state that declares itself to be a Christian country state,
他今天要使他自己的国家是最伟大最强大世界的王,
and he wants to make his own country the strongest country in this world.
然后他说,
and he says,
不听他的话的, 不跟他走在一起的, 而又拿他们的钱的,
if you do not if you are not with us and you take our money,
你如果投反对票跟我不一样，你知道后果是什么？
If you cast a vote against us, you will know the consequences.
我没有看到耶稣这样子。
I do not see Jesus working in this.
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
周医生刚才说了,
Elder Chow has mentioned earlier.
这是一个祷告的地方。
This is a place of prayer.
这是一个 敬拜上帝的地方,
it is a focus for worship to God.
它不是一个拿来玩弄政治,
it is not a place to play political games.
一个国家已经灭亡超过2000年,
a country that has been destroyed more than 2000 years ago,
虽然在1948年透过很不正当的各种政治上的那一种的那一个而复国,
and although 1948 through various not very appropriate means they restored the country,
他今天还要说耶路撒冷是他的首都,
today he insists that Jerusalem is his capital.
圣经里面讲的上帝的城耶路撒冷,
in the Bible when it talks about Jerusalem, the city of God,
上帝要恢复要给以色列百姓的那个美好的耶路撒冷,
the new Jerusalem that God wants to restore to the Israelites.
在启示录那是从天上降下来的,
in the book of Revelations it talks about it from the heavens descending on earth.
不是在地上以色列人自己在搞出来的,
it is not the place that is already here on earth.
各位朋友,
dear friends,
我相信你在你的圈子里面可能也听到一些其他基督教朋友讲的关于耶路撒冷,
I'm sure amongst your friends or circle of friends, there are people who also have mentioned about Jerusalem. I suggest that every time it's mentioned, go back and read the Bible.
另外我们讲德国, 讲法国, 讲英国,
and you know, also other countries like Germany, France, and England.
最近 这一年来跟以接着下来世界要发展的事又是跟他们分不开,
and what is going to happen in the next many years is inseparable from these states.
你从他们身上能够看到光吗?
Do you see light in them?
他们都是信耶稣的国家,
these are countries who also have Christians.
但是我再说,
but I say again,
不代表他们信的耶稣是跟圣经一样的,
but it does not mean that when they believe in Christ that it is the same as in what is written in the Bible.
那个曾经发生宗教改革的德国,
where the place where Reformation started in Germany,
但是在第二次世界大战的时候,
it's about the Second World War,
是这个以基督教为国教的国家参赛 600万的犹太人 残杀,
and this is the country that during the Second World War has massacred more than 6 million Jews.
而自称是信基督教的这个国家,
and such a country,
英国,
the United Kingdom,
在19世纪的时候,
in the 19th century,
它叫做布热洛国,
Britain,
布热洛, 它的国籍, 到处都在升, 所以叫做部落, 部落热国, 它有很多殖民地,
okay, it has many colonies,
所以南半球, 北半球,
both in the northern and southern hemisphere,
这边降旗, 那边升旗,
the flag will never set, because on one side, when the flag sets, the flag is raised in another part of the world.
我在英国的有一间, 这个, 画廊里面看到一幅画,
I've seen a piece of art in a gallery,
是非洲的一个使臣去朝贡这个当时的伊丽莎白女皇。
It was one of the emissaries from Africa who went to see the Queen in England.
然后他问他说，为什么英国这么强大？
And he asked, why is it that England is such a powerful country?
英女王送他一本圣经，说是这本书。
And the Queen gave him a Bible and said it's because of this book.
我看到这个的时候，我心里面 很复杂的感受。
I have complicated feelings after seeing this.
是上帝让你强大。
Yes, it's God who has made you powerful.
但你们强大起来却到处殖民人家，却到处去把别人的当做你们的奴隶。
But when you became powerful, you took many countries as colonies and subjugated the people to work for you.
我相信你所相信的耶稣跟圣经讲的又不一样。
And I believe that the Christ that you believe is different from what is written in the Bible.
各位,
brothers, sisters,
你说我们明年有光吗?
Do you see light next year?
你说我们接下来的日子有希望吗?
Is there hope in our days ahead?
这许许多多说是信耶稣的教会也好，国家也好。
These countries and states and churches who believe in God,
他们表达的耶稣真的是圣经讲的耶稣吗?
Their expression of Jesus is what? Is it what is described in the Bible?
真的是那一个自己来告诉我们的耶稣吗?
Is it the Jesus who himself presented and lived and dwelt amongst us?
答案不是，肯定不是。
It is definitely not.
我希望我们重新认识耶稣。
We hope to know Jesus once again.
尤其是基督徒。
Especially for Christians.
我们常常以为是还没有信的人才要认识耶稣。
We frequently think that only people who have not come to know Jesus need to do so.
我们这些误解了耶稣，活出那一个不照着耶稣所活的，给世界的灾害是何等何等的痛苦，何等等等的大。
And we realize that people who know Jesus but do not live according to his to him, they created so much problems for the world.
但是原本的耶稣不是这样子。
But Jesus is not so.
我想圣诞节不是只是传福音给非信徒。
I think that Christmas is not just about spreading the gospel to non-Christians.
圣诞节是属于我们所有的，不论是信的还没有信的。
To everyone who believes or not believes in Jesus, Christmas is for all of us.
我们重新可以在这里看到满满的有恩典，有真实。
And we can see truly that it is full of grace and full of truth here.
而有荣光。
And there's light.
因为有这样的一位上帝的儿子，把上帝的儿子的生命给我们证明跟表达。Because
such a son of God has expressed the life of the God to us.
是我们每一个人都可以得着的。And
it's what all of us can receive.
也是我们每个人都有可能可以是那样子的。And
we have the potential and ability to be so.
你可以想想，我们本来都不知道的。We
originally did not know all this.
然后那一些已经所谓信的， 我们看到的是更可悲的那种扭曲跟错误。
And the only models that we see is they are a poor representation of Jesus.
你可以想象。
And you can imagine.
如果上帝不亲自来找我们的话，
If God himself did not personally come and look for us,
我们真的看不到这样一个真的，这样一个真实的，跟这样一个蛮有恩典的事实的生命事实。
We would never know how a true life in God should be.
而只有他来找我们。
And only him, when he comes and look for us.
最后，让我讲一点关于这件事情。
Finally,
我们这里有好多的好的男人女人。
There are good men and women amongst us.
但是我们知道。
But we know.
我们的父亲，我们的母亲，就只有一个。
We have only one father, one mother.
不可能有超过一个父亲，超过一个母亲。
Never more than one each.
但是很多很好的男人女人。
But many good men and women,
或者甚至他们比我们的父母亲更好
maybe even better than our parents.
但是事实是只有一对，只有一位父亲。
There are many other good people, but each of us have only one pair of parents.
我不管有多少的神明，
I do not care how many gods or idols are there.
我也不需要像一般的教会要讲别人的神是假的，是真，不是真的。
I do not like other churches want to say that other gods are not true, not correct.
我可以尊重其他的宗教。
I can respect other religions.
但是我告诉你一个事实。
But I tell you one truth.
只有耶稣这一位神。
Only Jesus, this God.
只有他说他是我们的神，他是你的神。
Only he tells us that he is our God, he is your God.
就好像只有我们的父亲母亲告诉我们他是我们的父亲我们的母亲，街上好多好的男人女人从来没有跟你讲我是你父亲我是你母亲。
Just like only our own parents will tell us you're my child, they are our parents, and there are many good other people around the streets, but they are not our parents.
因为我们本来就是他的。
Because we belong to our parents.
是善的，是善的，
是善。 We were disjointed, lost.
太多的事情我们误会了，不了解了，不认识到了。
We are separated. There are many, too many things we did not understand. We got separated.
但是他没有忘记，他还来找回我们。
But he did not forget. He came to look for us.
而且他用成肉身来找我们。
And he became flesh to seek us.
而不但找我们。
And not only to find us.
再把什么是神的儿女这样的一个事实。也给我们活出来。
And to show us and live out the reality of what it means to be a children, to be children of God.
一个没有做过人33年活出上帝儿子的耶稣，只是死在十字架上的耶稣呢，对我们也是没有用的。
A person who has not lived out the life as Jesus did, and just dies on the cross, to us this life has no meaning to us.
如果是这样的话，那个只是一个很凄惨的一个工具。
Otherwise, it's just a tragic tool, a tragic instrument.
到底他自己事实上他是不是真的是有那种生命不知道。
If he did not live out the life that he did, whether he would have such a life to us, we wouldn't know.
我们也懂得要有好的角色，要扮演好的角色，做好的功能。
We also know how to carry out important roles and functions.
但我们又知道我们不能够保持。
But we also know that we are not able to sustain this.
但是现在我们知道，我们事实上我们有一个很特别的身份认同。
But today we know that we have a very unique identity.
是上帝告诉我们。
And because God has told us.
也是上帝把它活出来的。
And God has lived it out.
而上帝说，我们也可以得着的。
And God says we can receive it too.
我希望你信耶稣。
And I believe and I wish for you to know Jesus.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。我们不过是尘土，早上发芽生长，晚上割下枯干。我们身上的各种的器官，总有一天会衰败。主啊，到底人活着是怎么一回事？人是什么？人是谁？感谢你，从你那里来的光跟恩典，告诉说，生命在你里头。我们是你的儿女，不管我们在短暂，不管我们在脆弱，不管我们在败坏，我们在你眼中就是属于你的。是你要认为，是你要使我们重新可以再与你一起活在一起。主啊，你光照我们，帮助我们， 恩上加恩，利上加利。感谢主，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。